What's happening, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Fitness Dan podcast. So, you know, we're a week or two into the new year now. First full week back to sort of work and proper routines for people. And I tell you what, we have been struggling big time with the school runs in the morning. We're tired, kids are tired. It's just been a real slog. So hopefully after this week, we'll get back into a decent routine of that. But the mornings have been like everybody waking up late and in a mad rush. So need to get back into a routine of that. But yeah, everything's a work in progress, right? So in today's episode, what we're going to talk about is a couple of things that are like critical for weight loss. And things that I hugely implement myself, and things that I try and get clients to implement as well. That's kind of like, so first one is, if your goal is to lose weight this new year, you need to look at it in chunks, right? So going on a diet is a short-term thing. It's not a long-term thing. It's a short-term thing. And what you're better off doing is setting yourself a period of time and a little bit of a goal to go on a strict diet so that you can kind of almost reason with yourself a little bit during a little bit of suffering. Because at the beginning, a diet is going to be very hard. A diet is not necessarily meant to be really easy. It's not meant to be really comfortable. But what you're better off doing is going for 6 weeks, you know, maybe if you could push it to 8 weeks of quite strict dieting at the beginning, reducing your calories, finding the way that you're going to do that, that's going to work best for you, not stupidly reducing them, not dieting on 1200 calories a day, but just getting yourself into a deficit. And whether you're going to choose using something like calorie counting as your way of doing it, whether it's going to be using a method of like fasting, whether it's going to be, you know, reducing some carbohydrates from your diet, whatever kind of approach you're going to take, then it's a short-term thing, okay? But ideally, what you want to do is you want to create a deficit for 6 weeks at the kind of minimum, because that gives you a good chance to really get stuck into it and see some progress and try and push it a little bit further to maybe like 8 weeks and then maybe think about kind of having a bit of a break in your diet. So it's going to be easy at the beginning of January to go on a diet because that is what everyone and their dog are doing. So everybody around you is going on a diet. This is what I said to all my clients leading up to Christmas is, look, let's try and maintain your weight through December. And then in January, it's going to be a heck of a lot easier to go on a diet because everybody around you in the office, at home, friends, colleagues, they're all going to be trying to lose weight. It's probably like the biggest and most common New Year's resolution. So look at dieting as in segments, okay? So go, right, I'm going to try and go on a diet now, strict, reduce my calories back. You know, I know it's not going to be easy. There's going to be times when I get hungry. That's part of dieting. There's going to be times when I feel like caving in, but I'm going to try and push through it. And I'm going to do that for the next 6 weeks. Okay. Then once I get to a certain point, you know, if it comes to the end of that 6 weeks and you're like, this is feeling pretty tough and feel like I could do with a bit of a break, then take a bit of a break. This way. After the 6 weeks, take a bit of a break. Sorry, I'm out walking the dog, so I just had to call him back. There we go. Just giving him a little treat. Take a bit of a break after the 6 weeks. Maybe by this point, you've dropped a good few pounds. You're feeling pretty good during them, but you're starting to get a bit tired of dieting. So take a bit of a gap. Take a bit of a break. Bring your calories back up to maintenance. Don't do what most people do after that 4, 5, 6 weeks. And you start to get that kind of dieting burnout and that low in motivation and decide, oh, screw it, diet's wrecked now. So I'll give that up now for another 4 or 5 months, and then till I can be asked to come round to it again. No, just bring your calories back up to a maintenance level. Maintain where you've got to. If you've lost 4 pounds over that 6 weeks, try and maintain that weight loss. Maintain the other healthy habits you've introduced, the walking and maybe the exercising and those things, but just increase your calories slightly. Don't go back to eating how you used to eat, but add in another 200, 300, 400 calories per day just to make it feel like your diet isn't quite so strict anymore. Then sit and hover around that for several weeks, maybe even a month. I'd probably say a month maximum, and then you want to start looking to going back into that deficit again. Maybe look to do it for another 6 weeks, maybe try and push it to 8 weeks this time. Lose another X amount of pounds. I'm just kind of using 4 pounds as an example. Everyone's going to vary and be different depending on how much you have to lose, how much of a consistent deficit you're in, how big a deficit you're in, all that kind of stuff. But I'm just using it as an example. Then let's say you lose another 4 pounds again. You're now at 8 pounds total weight loss 4 months into the year. I don't know if my math is correct, but let's just say 4 months into the year. Not bad going, considering most other years you lose a little bit and then you give up after a month. Then you might get to the stage where you decide, I need a bit of a break again. Need a bit of a bring my calories back up, still maintain all those other healthy habits. And you kind of just cycle like this through the year until you get to your goal. You're never going to be able to stay on a constant diet in a constant deficit for 12 months. If your goal is, if you have a lot of weight to lose and you want to lose like 3 stone, 4 stone, you can't stay on a diet continuously until you've lost that 4 stone. It's just not going to happen. You're going to burn out, you're going to get fed up, you're going to get demotivated. So you need to factor in these diet breaks, which actually mean I'm not completely giving up, not completely going backwards. I'm just taking my foot off the gas a little bit until I'm ready to go again. And you just do that until you get to your goal. Then once you get to your goal, you then look at long-term maintenance of those results that you've got. That is the first thing. The other thing is making sure that you like don't undervalue. And I was thinking about this yesterday when I was on a walk. Now I'm out on a walk again today. The power of going for a walk, okay, when it comes to weight loss. Everybody wants to think that they need to go and join the gym and they need to start doing this class and that class. I need to take up running and I need to be in the gym 5, 6 days a week, and I need to do all of this hugely drastic stuff with my diet. But then they accumulate an average of 3,000 steps per day. I cannot underestimate how beneficial walking is when it comes to weight loss. And again, it's all relative. It's all relative to how much time you have, how fit you are, and what your start point is. You don't have to start off smashing out 10K steps every day. If you do 3K, try and aim for 5K every day and gradually build on that. But the benefits to it over time for weight loss are huge, but to other aspects of your life as well, your heart health and your general health, massive. Your mental health. I'm out walking the dogs at the moment and nice blue skies. It's freezing. Don't know what the temperature is, like maybe like 0 or 1 or something. But the beautiful blue skies, walking through the woods, it's broken up my day. I work from home, so it's nice to get out of the house, break up my day a bit, go over the road, get into the woods, walk in nature for a little while. I'm also getting some work done because I'm recording this podcast. But if I wasn't doing this, I would probably be listening to some music, which I enjoy doing, or I'd be listening to a podcast myself or an audio book. So there's like just so many things that you can get from just going for a walk. But by improving your mental health, improving your physical health, increasing your ability to lose weight. And you know, if you like reading but you never get a chance to actually read, get some audiobooks, go for a walk, listen to them. You know, if you find walking boring, you don't look forward to it, you hate it. Sometimes what I say to my clients is find someone that will go with you. You know, a neighbor or somebody you know that also wants to lose weight and wants to get out for a walk. Act as each other's accountability partners. Now you can go on that walk and you can have a little chit chat about what's going on in the neighborhood. You know, you can moan about your partners to each other. Or, like I said, listening to books, podcasts, think to yourself, don't really like walking, but I find it a bit boring, but I love listening to music. So I'm going to stick my headphones in, I'm going to go out for a walk. Or use it as a time to call up some people. Stick your headphones in and give some people a call that you like talking to regularly and have a little chat while you're going out on a walk. Before you know it, you've gone and done like a 20-minute walk without realizing because you're having a conversation with people. I cannot like underestimate how much going for a walk each day will change your life. And I know it sounds dramatic, it sounds drastic, but it will. Like if when I don't go walking daily, like so many different things, like I'm not as productive at work because like I said, when I'm out walking, I often listen to podcasts and stuff. Gives me ideas for things, gets my brain going. You know, I just don't feel as good about myself if I haven't been out on a daily walk. I can't, just cannot underestimate the power of doing it. So if you're not doing that and you're looking for the answer to your weight loss problems, you're looking at trying this other fad diet or this or that, just think to yourself, I can't go out for a walk. It's quite simple. You know, most of us have the ability to do it. Most of us have access to it. You don't need any money to do it. All you need is a little bit of time. You don't even need loads of time, 20 minutes. You know, but I literally cannot underestimate how much going for a walk every day will benefit your life. Anyway, that is the end of today's episode. Hopefully, there was two little gems of wisdom in there for you that you can make use of. And I'm going to go because I want to enjoy the rest of this walk listening to a little bit of music, maybe a podcast. If you do need any help losing weight, you want some support, you want some guidance, then head to the show notes, reach out to me on Instagram, pop me a DM, or my email address is there. Reach out, pop me an email, and let's have a little chat, see if I can help you. And I'll catch you in the next episode.